What you are about to hear is not the entire podcast. It's a preview of episode 68.
Some people were asking us about 68. It was a very hot time for me. We're going to let you in on a preview, and if you want to listen to the whole episode, you can come to our site and make a suggested donation of $5.
So thanks, you guys, for downloading episode 68. What we did in this episode is it was midweek, and Allie and I were looking for something fun to do, and I don't want to tell too much because what happened was after we had our hot time, I gave Allie the recorder, and I said, I want you just to record this. I want to come back, and I want to listen to it later. It would be kind of a turn-on for me.
Mm-hmm.
And she did, and so what you're about to hear is her describing a hot night that we had, and enjoy.
I sure did. Well, last night, it was a Wednesday night. There's not a lot of couple things to do. Actually, we couldn't find anything to do. So, we decided we would go to a club that allowed singles on a Wednesday night. We drove up to the club kind of to check out the cars, and there was just a few cars. So we sat there in the car. Should we go in? Do we want to go in? It's probably going to be like just a few, very few people, and it's all just, I'm sure it's just going to be single guys. Do we want to do this? And I think the deciding factor was my legs were very sore. We had hiked down a huge cliff to visit and spend time with some swinger friends of ours at a nude beach. And we've hiked back up and it was really hard on us. So I said, okay, they have a hot tub. Let's just go in and hang out in the hot tub and have sex with each other. And that would be, you know, worth it. Who knows? We might meet someone, but, you know, we weren't expecting that at all. Our expectations were very low of this place. We decided to go in. And we went in. And I was like, okay, there's no one here. But that was fine with me. There was hardly anybody there. So John and I were sitting on the patio. I went to check out the hot tub, or actually John went and checked out the hot tub for me to see if it was good, and came back. He's like, oh man, baby, it's so lukewarm. It's not even worth it, you know? So I went and checked it out myself too, and it was lukewarm. I'm like, damn, well, I need a massage. And there was a massage table behind us in a room behind us. And John said, oh, I can give you a massage. There's a massage table there. And I said, maybe so. I missed out on the massages in Vegas, the erotic massages with lots of hands and all that. So I was like, and I was sore from the hiking. I was thinking, these nice guys, these guys are actually cool. The ones that we were talking with. So John said, you know, hey guys, you want to come, let's give her a massage. So we walked into the room. I took off my clothes. Just had a shirt on and a G-string, a little t-shirt and a G-string anyway, so I came off pretty fast. And the guys were standing there naked. I laid down on the massage table with my face down. And John had a little sample he luckily had of massage oil. So He squirted it on my body, and then all of a sudden, these very masculine hands were all giving me a massage. These masculine hands were giving me a very deep, good massage. So John put the oil on me, and the guys quickly started massaging me. I could feel it dripping on my body, and then all the hands began to massage me, and they were all it felt very good to have, maybe it was 10 hands, but 10 very masculine, strong hands, all rubbing my shoulders and back and legs and feet and arms, and that was very, very good. Very, very hot. Very, very relaxing. It was a massage, you know, and I had wanted one in Vegas, but I hadn't gotten one, and I really needed one at that moment, so I was just really relaxing into it and enjoying it. Started thinking, you know, it's really the top part of my legs that were the sorest. But I knew once I turned over, things would probably get a little bit more than a massage. And actually, I was being a little selfish at first, so I was just enjoying the massage on my back. But then I got excited thinking about, what's going to happen when I turn over?
And so we'll stop it right there and invite you to come over to swingercast.com where you can download the rest of this episode.
Come over. Come all over me. I'm just kidding. I gave it away.
See you next time.